We did everything we could with the players we had available to us today, and I thought particularly in the first half, I was particularly happy with the shape of the team, the way that people were using the system well. Matty Harrold was causing a few problems up there, and certainly caused a problem for our goal. And everything was pretty fluid. They had two opportunities, two efforts on our goal, and scored with both. And that was a frustrating bit for me. We shouldn't have been behind in the first place. But mistakes, obviously, if you're making that many errors, you're giving the opposition a chance to get into the game. Brian Jensen played well today. You know, he's been out in the cold, and he come back into the squad today, and in between the sticks. And he did very well. He made some crucial saves, actually, at 2-1, you know. And I thought we'd ridden the storm, but we're looking, obviously, for a little bit more at the other end. And we didn't get it enough. I said earlier about Guion, really, you know, Guion's had a double hernia operation. And under normal circumstances, if you got a full squad, I wouldn't be risking him, you know. I might just want to put him on for the last 15, 20 minutes to try and get us something back from it. But obviously his match fitness and the injury that he's had was very evident in the last sort of half an hour. We weren't not really in a position to take off somebody of his ability. And, you know, the replacements, you're looking at young kids, people like Charlie Banya and Emmett O'Connor, you know. We had six subs today. That's all we had. We haven't even got the backup goalkeeper at the moment. So we're down to the bare bones, but we have to battle on, and we have to show great resolve when we take on Colchester on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, you were stretched already. Sonny Bradley out injured today. I mean, Dean Leacock went off as well. Lanuel Ebenezer, they could have a bit of a crisis at the back.
Yeah, well, Marvin stepped into the breach, and, you know, that's a compliment to Marvin that it's not too much of a problem for him just to go and step back in there, and he had to get on with it. That's the nature of the game, and you have to make do and make the best of what you got.
Is it slightly frustrating, doubly frustrating as well for you, because Orient looked a fragile side, didn't they? They'd looked shaky at the back, the goalkeeper certainly looked questionable. Frustrating you didn't put them under more pressure?
Yeah, well, it's I felt that at various times that we could have maybe put balls into their penalty box a bit better than what we did. I think the quality of going in there at times wasn't as good as it should have been. We scored from a set piece. We felt that set pieces could win the game for us. And, you know, it's all about delivery. It's all about putting it in there. I mentioned to the players the other day, Chelsea went to Stoke on Monday night. Fabregas takes a corner, puts it in the six-yard box. John Terry heads it in the back of the net. If you don't put it in the six-yard box, you can't score a goal. So the delivery is vitally important. And we felt at every given opportunity to get it into their penalty box as often as we can. But listen, we can only do so much. We can only, myself and Paul, we can only encourage at the right times and work on stuff from Monday to Friday. And sometimes you do feel completely helpless when you allow the players to cross that white line, and you know, we always take the responsibility for the outcome of the game. And you know, today I felt at 2-1 that we were still in the game, and I thought that we'd get something out of it. I thought we'd get at least a point. We just need to nick that second goal, but it didn't come.